Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and good evening. It's Robin Tate here. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. It is Sunday, the 29th of March, 2020. I would love to say to you that it's a lovely, fantastic 2020 and it's been a fantastic week. But I know that a lot of us out there are having a very, very hard time. I hope yous are getting through it. Just know that as a community, we are here for you. If you need someone to talk to, if you're having a hard time being by yourself or with health, or you just need to reach out and get a virtual hug, and if possible, a physical hug if we can do it, please contact us. It's very, very important. We are here. We've been around here for 572 episodes. So we know our community, and we love you guys. And it's as close to family as a lot of us have. If you need help, reach out to us. I'm Robin Tate, at Bongo the Sane. Drop me a quick Twitter, a direct message if you want to. I'll give you my mobile number straight away. And if you just want somebody to chat to off air, I'm happy to do it. So, on with the show. This is the Overseas Connection. It's a video game podcast. Generally, more mature people listen to this. We've been going for a long time. And tonight, I have some wonderful people here. I've got Filthy. Hello, Phil.
Good evening, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. I've got Gary again. It's almost a record.
It takes an apocalypse, but I'm here again.
And Kim, lovely to see you.
Howdy, everyone.
With your computer.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
indeed.
Other happy things that have been going on, and people have been guilty. I've seen some people celebrating different things through windows because they didn't want to be together and stuff like that. But life is going on, and there are birthdays happening out there. And tomorrow, I actually don't know. I don't think it's a big one, a really big one. It might be a soon big one. But Fraser Moores is having a birthday tomorrow.
I think it's probably a big one.
Probably. Is it 60?
Oh, he's got to be.
He's older than he looks. I do know that.
He is.
Darren Hilton, my drinking buddy that I will never forget, he has a big one tomorrow. It's the only big one Darren will ever have. He'll be 50 tomorrow.
It's only once a year.
50 tomorrow. Yeah, look, he has a 3D printer. He prints his own extensions and stuff. And Brian Hamilton has a birthday on Friday. So happy birthday, guys. I hope you have a good time. Anyhow's.
Happy birthday.
That's enough. So every week we go out at 9 o'clock in the UK time, which is 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central. So you'll get us there. Mm-hmm. You'll get us live here right now. We have a online chat on Mixer, on Twitch, on YouTube, and you can interact with us as the show goes on, and it's always a bit of a laugh. But if you're not doing that, you're obviously listening to this in audio where most of our people get it. On iTunes or wherever you happen to be on your Android, please leave us a review. It's lovely. Thank you very much. So let's get on with the show. Let's get on with the show. You should have asked Phil to host the show. And so, yeah, and find the button.
Story time, Robin. Story time.
All right, I think we do have to touch a wee bit on the stuff that's been going on because I think we can't completely ignore it and go, isn't life wonderful and video games? So it has been weird. I mean, for us, I'll start and dip into it. For me this week, the last week, we've been inside. I have likened this to being in prison. Not that I've ever been, but like an open prison where you're free to come and go, but you're always being watched and you don't have too much freedom. It feels a bit like that. It feels a bit like being on holiday as well. But even on holiday, I could go down to the beach and walk along and get away from everybody here. But that's quite difficult because I can't do that. So family life is being tested. Everything's fine. But we've been in our own company now for just over a week. And that's trying. That's tough. And good. And homeschooling is a challenge with the kids, because it isn't school, and trying to get them to be disciplined around the table is a challenge. So anybody that's doing that as well, fantastic. Good luck to my wife. My own company that I work for, sadly, we had to let over half of our staff go, 40 staff said goodbye on Friday evening. Hopefully temporarily, if we can manage to get our way through. But I think it's months, so fingers crossed. And I think there's a lot of people in that same situation. So it is very weird. I live out in the countryside. It's beautiful where I live. And even I was sitting outside today, and I was reading a magazine, having a cup of coffee. And we live over a flight path of planes going north and up over Greenland and down into Canada and America. And that would be once every half hour, every 20 minutes, there'd be something new. Miles up. You know, it's not a big airport. It's not beside an airport. These are from London or Europe. But that's pretty much stopped. I live about a mile away from a road, and you can sometimes hear just, you know, the whoosh of the car away, coming in the breeze. It's all gone. It's completely quiet. It's really weird. So, I mean, every day now in the afternoons, we've been taking the kids out for a walk. So we go around our block, it's about a mile and a half of a country lane. And today, lovely day here, cold but nice and sunny. There must have been 50 people past us on bicycles in around our lane, which just isn't there. Just everybody's out walking and exercising. You try to get people off their ass any other time. It takes a pandemic to get everybody to get up and go. So it's been weird because everything seems normal, but it really isn't. So you go into the convenience store now to get some milk and some bread, and there's a big Perspex screen that's been pulled up. And there's tape all over the floor with your 2 meter sections. You're not allowed to be in someone else's space. It's like Dirty Dancing. This is my space. This is your space. It is. It's strange. It seems everything seems okay and not.
It's all very surreal.
Yeah,
it is. It's very
really,
weird.
Really strange. I went shopping yesterday. So in the UK, our lockdown, you're allowed to go shopping for essentials, and you have to make it a big shop. So your week shopping, basically. Supermarket, there was a queue outside the supermarket. Wasn't too long to get in, but they'd sorted out a system where they'd taped arrows in the aisles, and so you had to follow the arrows up and down, sort of looping back and forth.
Like IKEA?
And, it was a lot like IKEA. You weren't allowed to cross lanes, so don't cross the lanes. And there's a girl on the cigarette kiosk had to every sort of 30 seconds repeat a message saying, "Please follow the arrows. Please, you know, please go in the right direction. Wow. You know, keep 2 meters away." Was anyone listening?
No.
I was the only person listening. It was absolutely ridiculous. One of the most stressful shopping experiences I've done. Also, I had four lists that I was shopping to as well, which didn't help for my parents and various other people in the neighborhood. Ridiculously stressful. Hardly anyone taking any notice of the 2 meter, you know, it was almost bloody 2 centimeters, some of them. You'd be standing there looking at something on the aisle and someone come right up next to you and lean across you, and it's just like, really?
Get out of here, knucklehead. It's my space.
Yeah.
But that was there is worse, sadly. I mean, when you watch the news of people in car parks of beauty spots, you know, it's not that it was a deserted car park. There's maybe 100 other cars there, and they decide to park and go walking as if it's a lovely day and walking down little lanes is crazy. Or you watch the news. I mean, sadly, places like India and Africa now, you know, the Indian guy's trying to get out of town. And it shows photographs today of train stations packed like this with hundreds of thousands of people trying to get on buses. And it's just, I'm sad to say that they will be decimated. You think we're ahead of the game. We should be able to be a bit better than that. But just people are dolts. They're absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I hope that soon Because, I mean, all my nieces and nephews, we all live and we all socialize together, as you know, and we all party together and we all holiday together. And it seems crazy that the kids are not playing. I mean, they usually drop in and out, our open door policy, or, you know, people come and go. I don't know who I own or who I don't own. And I'm hoping that soon we can get test kits so we can all test and spend a bit of time as a family together. Because we are all out in the middle of the countryside. I can't see what harm that'll do if we test and we're not mixing with other folk. So, yeah, it's very uncertain times. But we've walked every day. It's really strange seeing so these people out walking and then trying to keep away from each other. And it is odd. Have you found anything, Kim, because you're very rural as well? And...
Yeah, it's it was weird because I was mailing off like 2 weeks ago Friday that this hadn't hit. And then like within no time, like the very next day, there was like a run on the grocery store. And now we're limited to we can have like 2 loaves of bread and 2 cartons of eggs. And Dad went to pick up pizza last night in town, and the restaurant had a piece of tape on the floor for between him and the cashiers, and you had to stand at on the tape because that was how far away you had to be from somebody so he could pay for the pizza and pick up the pizza and leave. So, yeah, I mean, we're getting there, and apparently, according to my sister, the local sheriff is being quarantined because they think maybe he has it. So,
Kim,
he does, that would be the first case that we've had. So,
if you like to have a McDonald's once a week, you couldn't have that here because McDonald's is closed completely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All our takeaways are closed. You know, all of the businesses are
gone. Yeah. Takeaways can open.
Ours have decided to close. The village have all closed.
So McDonald's, all the big chains have closed for us, but we've still got pizza places and Indian restaurants that are doing takeaways and delivery, but they'll come and drop it on your doorstep, ring the bell and run.
They can serve you shit with everything you want because you'll never complain.
Well, we had some pizzas
to them. Yet, but I'm sure if they decide to do a mandatory, you know, shelter in place, I'm sure that'll start shutting things down. Other than maybe the grocery store and that sort of thing. So
we had some pizzas delivered last night, and they came through. Number one, they were cold. Number two, they were squashed. So the driver obviously had, it was about a 2-hour delivery time as well after ordering. So I think he had quite a few squashed in his car, but won't be doing that again. It was bloody awful. Anyway, how are you, Gary?
Yeah, we're kicking. New York is like the bomb zone of America, apparently. We're getting pretty creamed. It's been 2 weeks of quarantine. For the most part, but still grocery stores and stuff, your regular essential places are open. Our governor came on and said that we're going to go another 2 more weeks until the April 15th of lockdown. And now the president and the CDC kind of saying that we shouldn't travel out of the area because we don't want to go spread the disease to the rest of the world or country. Absolutely. So not that I was going anywhere, but
yeah.
My son, because he's gotten to a few of the colleges, and we're like, oh, maybe we should go. We can just drive there. We'll sleep in the car and drive home so you can see what it looks like. But he's not going to, it just wouldn't make sense. He's not going to get a feel for what it would look like. But we'll wait it out. Hopefully, maybe by the end of April, we'll kind of start to get back to normal in New York. They still say we're about 4 to 6 weeks away from the peak here, and it's pretty bad. Yeah. A lot of people now starting to really get sick, and hospitals are starting to get to capacity. So they got colleges and universities opening up for hospital beds and stuff. It's pretty bad in New York.
I love the idea that of the big ship that's on its way to you. It's coming down.
From you saw that
right now, and you know that's going to be for hopefully just normal patients and standard stuff. And the thought of somebody getting in there infected, I mean, that's the Walking Dead waiting to happen there. You know, somebody will get in that's infected and then the whole boat. That looks fantastic. And there's the same one over in San Francisco, I think, for LA as well.
I saw it on the news today that they were sending a ship up here. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's a few thousand beds on it. So
yeah.
And looking here in London, Phil, you mean EGX, where we go to the... Video game conference is now the Nightingale Hospital.
The Nightingale. So that's been set up with 500 beds, but it's basically two wards, each with 2,000 beds in.
Wow.
So some of the guys in the community know people who are working there, and they've taken photos. It's just immense.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're doing one at Birmingham Airport as well, and at Bristol.
Mm. Scott Stubby here, is he saying that he can't get... Their takeaways are closing because they can't get ingredients. So,
yeah,
you know, there is that too.
Yeah, I struggle with the balance. I feel bad a lot of local businesses, and I have a lot of friends that own businesses up where we live. And depending on your business, some people are really struggling and some people aren't. Like, I know somebody that owns a car wash. He had to close. He can't pay his workers. He's not getting paid. I have another friend that does fireplaces. Actually, we got one from him. We're in the middle of the process of doing it, but I can't get all the materials now. Yeah. So these people I feel bad for. And the local businesses, we're trying to support them, but it's still a danger. Like, you know, we're doing a takeout here and there from the restaurants when we can, but not often. Like last night we did pizza, but we didn't order a pizza. They made kits. So they put like whatever you want. We had like pepperoni, meatball, and then they put like four little things of dough in there.
Yeah, that's clever.
We came home and made the pizza ourselves.
Oh, that's so good.
We're trying to support the local the local businesses the best we can with the ones that are actually still open. But at the same point, I don't want to get sick. Now, I got my boys working in a food store, so I think it's just a matter of time before we get it in our house.
Yeah, yeah, because Joshua, he works in a store, and he's been there since 9 to 7 today, and he's in at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And he's done with the public, and that's scary, you know.
We're going to get it, I think, but we'll see what happens. We'll stay away from my parents and my in-laws.
My hands are dry because I am washing my hands so much.
Not that I wasn't
before, but just every little thing now, I'm just washing my hands. It's been tough. And I think I was also there as well, you know, that we try to support the local business as much as we can. But it's got to the point now where the tsunami is upon us here. And I'm starting to hear about, you know, the guy who I worked with a few years ago who's retired passed away yesterday from this thing, and you know, and so there's shit like that. It makes it very, very real. So, but do you know what? 90% or higher, more, you know, 95% or higher of the people that get this recover fully quickly, and you know, it's even a smaller percentage of what's left pass away, and the other ones are sick for a longer time. So yeah, the odds are pretty good, but even still, it's scary potatoes. So we have to focus on the positives and getting through it and recovering if we do catch it, because it is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So the positive things for me as well, so all the little odd jobs around the house are being done. You know, the tool room was cleared out yesterday, and now I can get into it again in my workbench. I moved all, you see, no more gym equipment, it's gone behind me. So, in one of the other rooms in this outbuilding is now a gym proper, which I always sort of intended to do.
Wow.
So that's.
I think my garbage men hate this because I have brought out so much garbage over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have a trailer for the back of my car. A trailer, is that what you call it in America? Yeah, a trailer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is still a trailer, full of rubbish. And I'm not sure the municipal dump in the town is open. Because I would usually throw it in the back of the gym and away it would go. So
ours is closed. Yeah.
You know, so, and I'm not sure, is that recognized as a necessity to me? You know, is that a journey I should be doing? There's no foodstuffs in it, so. Odd time.
And at least you don't have raccoons that'll get into it, so there's that.
We haven't caught a
rat yet. They're the rat trap around the back. it's snapping, but the wee buggers aren't getting in. And there's a war going on. So this week as
sounds
well,
like my house.
Other things that happened, Mike Chin was raising more money. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the final total was. I know he was well over 500 quid. He was in another 24-hour gaming marathon raising money for a local hospice, Compton Hospice. So he'd done a great thing there as well. I'm very proud. Don't be patronising, but I'm very proud of our Mike Chin. He does very, very well for charities and community, and he's a lovely way about him, so I wish him all the very best. And finally, the other thing that I did, after our movie night, we had a movie night. I can't even remember when, because it's a drunken blur.
Was that Wednesday?
I don't know.
Wednesday, right?
Friday, wasn't it?
Every day is the same.
It really is. Every day is the same.
Yeah, so we shunned the life of Brian, and a great crack, mm-hmm. and then afterwards Fraser dropped in and Gary dropped in, and it was good fun. It was great fun. Kim was sort of in and out, not in and out. So because of that, it was so much fun, and some people missed it. This Tuesday night coming, we're going to run it again, so my theatre will be open. There is free beer for everybody who can come to my theatre, and free popcorn for everybody that can come to my theatre, and travel ban, of course, is in place. And we're going to watch RoboCop, the Yay. Original, not the fake one that was done a few years ago. And yeah, so that should be fun. So 10 o'clock UK time, work it out wherever you are. You need Netflix Party, and get your Discord, because Discord's the future. And come along. If you don't want to chat, you don't have to do the Discord thing. You can just do type chat in the Netflix Party thing. It's free. All you need is your own Netflix subscription. The way it works is I send out a link, and our movie all plays at the same time. And sure, we all know RoboCop. It's not that we're really watching the movie. We'll just be laughing at it here and there, and have a few drinks. So Tuesday evening, if you can make it. I'm doing this because Kim doesn't have to get up on Wednesday. That's all Kim's fault. So yeah, come on and join us for that.
I'm just saying, just to clarify, this is a Google Chrome extension, isn't it, that you need? It's not part of Netflix itself. You need the Google, the Netflix Party.
It's free. Yeah.
Extension for Chrome. It's free.
And it only works on a PC, probably on a Mac too. It doesn't work on an iPad, or you can't join that way. So, teething problems for some people this week. So, it's on a PC. So, after that, then, I got a message the next day from Fraser to say, would I come in on the next evening and help them out on the seal podcast? I thought it was a wildlife thing, something about I don't know. Anyway, had a good laugh with those guys, and I realized how well we actually do this podcast. No, they were great. They were good fun. Fraser's a lovely guy, and they're a nice bunch of lads the podcast with, so that was lovely. So thank you very much for the invite, guys. It was lovely to be part of that. Okay, so Kim's the same shit, different week.
Pretty much. The only good thing is Dad got a job, at least temporarily. So right. Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Keep some money coming.
Thank God, because if he was gonna not have a job and be home with me all day, every day, all week, I might have to start drinking like Robin. So
that's really bad, isn't it? I'm sorry. I'm not that I'm worried. I'm not drinking through the day or anything like that. There, I mean,
no, think about it, shit, dude.
But I'm not doing it. I think 10 o'clock tyranny. I'll have to keep check on that. Gary, you see 19? I see on your notes here 1917. Did you see it?
I watched it last night.
Is it now on streaming service, or did you go to the cinema?
Yeah, you can rent it.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, you can rent it. I did not do it illegally.
Okay.
I actually paid for it.
So what did you think? Did you enjoy it?
It was good. It was very good. How would you describe it? It wasn't going to be uplifting. I thought they did it really well. Like they kind of flowed it well, because so. You know, I don't know if you know the premise, but they have to get to a certain spot and kind of, you're going to deal with different shit as you fight through different parts of the world. And it didn't seem like they were real long pieces to get from part to part, but the way they filmed it, the photography was beautiful. Mm. It was a very good movie. It's a good war movie. Heartfelt, makes you feel good and sad and happy.
Futility of war, friendship, and how crazy that was. I think what struck me, and I think Phil corrected me on this as well, at the beginning it starts and this the beautiful scenery, and then you go down into the trenches, and it's horrible and it's hell, and then the movie ends that way. And it got me at the end where they're at these trenches and people were dying, and there are thousands and thousands, and 100 feet back was this beautiful idyllic countryside.
It was two completely
clashing things about how stupid as a human race can we possibly be?
Oh, it's terrible, right?
We were fighting over nothing. We could have had a pint and a game of chess and sorted it out, but we decided to blow ourselves up in the most horrible ways and gas each other.
Yeah.
Oh. So good that way. It's funny.
Yeah. And a lot of little pieces there to keep reminding you that this was a war.
Yeah.
Like when he was in the river, that just grossed me out. It reminded me of some scenes of video games I've played.
Yeah.
You know, but it's definitely worth a watch for sure. And they didn't do it too long, right? It was a good time. You know, sometimes they can make those 3-4 hours long. I don't know if you could do a movie like that for 3 hours.
So, Zoom happy hour?
Is this Zoom is taking off. Zoom is like, you know, a Skype equivalent. So for our Garcast one night this week, we did a Zoom happy hour with a lot of our listeners. We probably had like 15 people on. And then I think my wife did one with her friends afterwards. That was on Thursday night. And then Friday, me and my wife with a couple of other couples, we all had drinks and we were doing happy hour and just BSing with each other, just like a Skype call, but we were using Zoom. It's great. This, I mean, we're like taking something here.
Just multiple screens and away you go.
Just like this. But for, you know, my wife or them, it was very easy. You know, I set up a bridge, sent out a link. They opened it up. They can get it on their iPhone. Right.
Okay.
So right? And
but is it?
It's just like Skype.
Just do it with Skype?
We could, but then I'd have to have them install another program, and you know, you have a lot of people that aren't tech savvy.
Yeah.
So Zoom is like,
and also you can have,
you can install an app, right, Phil?
Sorry, I was just going to say you can have more than 4 cameras.
Oh. So why? Skype limit you to 4?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. But the with Zoom you can have multiple, can't you?
Yeah, we had when we did the
fancy stuff that DLC or DIC or whatever it's called or.
When we did the Garcast,
DLP
one,
or
we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we might have 9 or 11 people at one time.
Wow, didn't know
it was cool.
Yeah, because you've heard them advertising on the radio and different things and for years.
They're one of the companies that are doing really well for this.
Yeah, it just sounded like a cheap knockoff Skype, but all of a sudden I hear my wife and my sister-in-law and a lot of us, we'll get on Zoom.
Yeah, my wife's actually doing video conference calls with, like, you know, she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing them like 2 or 3 times a week with their principal to kind of go over what lesson plans and how they're going to try to distribute it and stuff like that. So seems to be doing pretty well as a means. And we're using it for happy hour. So we used it for, we also played a game of Jackbox TV. So.
Huh.
That way, you know, I can stream, you know, show my screen, show the game, and then everybody else can participate.
Oh, brilliant. That's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah.
And is it free? Is it a free service?
So you could do it free. You get a 40-minute call with, I think, up to 100 users, and after 40 minutes, a call drops. I went and paid for a month just because we were doing stuff for the Garcast. So I, you know, it was $15 or something for a month. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that. This way we can do that. And I've let my wife use it. So like when we did our friends happy hour on Friday night, we were on for 2 hours.
Oh, so does everybody have to pay the 15 quid?
Nope.
So one just person must be just the host.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, okay. All right.
We're drinking. I've been drinking a lot more these last weeks than I ever have. I really don't drink much. But.
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. I'm still having to say Saturday, you know, Friday and Saturday nights only, because otherwise it's a slippery slope.
Oh, it's so easy after, you're kind of stuck, right? So you just grab a glass of wine or your favorite whiskey or something. I mean, I've done it all. I've had Moscow Mules, margaritas. I've had just my regular vodka or bottle of red.
Well, I don't know. Probably, you know, Greg DeLacy right now is probably sitting in a car park with his wife with a couple of bottles of drink in brown bags. So that's the thing he does at the moment, it seems. Okay, well, that's good. I will top and tail this section. Remember what I said at the beginning. These are tough times. These are hard times for us as people and our families, and it's testing people to their limits. If you want someone to speak to, please reach out to anyone in the team. Our Twitter addresses are there, and we will give that out at the end. And I'm sure if you reach out to any of us, we will happily talk to you directly, just to be a person to talk to you away from family or friends. That way, if you want somebody virtually just to have a chat, we're here for you.
Just not allowed over my house, okay? Yeah.
If we can be bothered, you know, and if we're free and we can be bothered, okay? No, seriously, if you want to, it's important. Don't suffer in silence. Don't just, you know, don't be embarrassed. Just reach out. Yeah. We would love to hear from you rather than not. Anyway, okay, games. Games.
Games.
I want to play a game.
Okay.
You are one pathetic loser.
Shit, yeah, I am.
Dude, there's nothing ever wrong with that. You can just play that over and over again.
I have been gabbling so much. And I'm going to not gabble. I'm going to captain a wee bit here. And Kim is going to talk about this stuff here a little bit. Are you? Will you do that for me, Kim?
I think I can do that, yeah. Okay. Your free games for this month, and this month is just about over, so you better get them now. We have Batman, The Enemy Within, which is available now at the end of the month. Shantae, Half Genie Hero, which is available now through the 15th of April. We have Sonic Generations, which is also available now to the end of the month. So what is that, like 2 more days? But anyway, you know, get them now. Then for your PlayStation Plus, we have Shadow of the Colossus and Sonic Forces. Scroll down for our Twitch Prime games here. We have Fury, Epic Story, Typing Chronicles, Whispers of a Machine, which I still say goes with the Typing Chronicles, but what do I know? Mugsters and Bomber Crew. Then for Stadia, if you've still got one of those, we have Grid, SteamWorld Dig 2, and Steam Quest. Oops. So get your games.
Excellent stuff. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the games if we have any time to play games. And who would like to go first? Phil, you've been on the well. You would like to go first.
Go, Phil, go.
Phil, you're muted.
Wait, unmute yourself first.
I'll unmute first. That's all I have to say about that.
Excellent. That was good.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Right?
So anyway.
Master of words there.
I've been pretty busy this week with work. In fact, funny enough, I've been busier this week than I have been for the whole year. I'm project manager, all my projects have been stopped. And they gave me the task of making sure that everyone in the company, across all of retail and everything else, it's quite a big company, has laptops and access and everything else. So I've been absolutely manic, most of the time in the office, but when I have been at home, I've dabbled a bit with Two Point Hospital, which is still online to possibly be my game of the year.
Wow.
However, I think because of the times we're in, I'm not entirely, I don't know, it's not a relaxing game when I'm being, even though it's lighthearted and everything, but people with sickness and everything else, just, I'm not feeling it as much.
I get it. Yeah, it's like celebrating your birthday feels awkward. Yeah. Anything celebratory feels awkward right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a cat. I usually cheer, but I don't.
Before we could see the cat, I just saw a black blur. I'm like, what is that? You have a beautiful pussy, Phil.
Thank you. I've been stroking it all evening.
It's funny. Sidetrack. Pandemic, the game. As you know, it's been out for years now, iPad sort of thing and PC. They have now made changes to the game that it's not about infecting the world. It's about curing the world from the pandemic. Because ain't that popular anymore because of that. People feel bad about it all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Oh. Anyway, sorry, Phil. Carry on.
Yeah, so, Two Point Hospital is a fantastic game. Absolutely love it. The humor's superb. The challenges are, you're really having to juggle balls. It is a Phil Olsim, as you call it. And just down my street. So to lose myself in some of that, I never got the latest Call of Duty, but I have picked up, for free, Call of Duty Warzone. And I'm really enjoying it. So this is, probably talked about it in previous weeks. This is the Battle Royale version of Call of Duty. It's fast as before. Basically, they've taken all of the maps, stuck them all together in one big map.
Wow.
And it's brilliant. And I got my first place. today.
Nice.
Oh wow!
Which I'm winner, really winner, pleased with. Yeah, never managed that with PUBG.
I just downloaded that on the PC. I heard the Seal podcast talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and they were really high on it. And for them to give it praise, knowing that they're such PUBG lovers, I'm like, let's give it a shot. I haven't played it yet. I'm wondering, though, we might be able to play together, right? Even though
yes, PC, can, yeah.
Xbox and all,
yep.
Like the rest of the Call of Duty. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good game. And it's, I think for me, the difference between this and sort of normal Call of Duty multiplayer is Call of Duty multiplayer was a bit too, not fast, because this is still quite a fast game. But I like you actually get time to take your time playing and exploring the maps, exploring the world. Whereas before it was just run, jump, get shot, run, jump, get shot.
No.
Here you are actually able to take your time. It looks gorgeous. Looks and sounds gorgeous. It really does.
So explain to me, when you die, then you go into the gulag or something. What is that?
Yeah, so when you die, you get captured. And it's like a sort of waiting room first. You get put into the gulag in the prison. And you have to duel it out with another person in a sort of disused shower room type arena. It's really strange, but each of you are given a gun, okay, usually a pistol, and a grenade.
It looks like the bathroom section sort of thing.
Yes, it's like the bathroom in The Rock, yeah. Actually. Reminds me of the film The Rock. And you battle it out. Whoever wins gets to go straight back into the game. So you get... So you drop back into the game, parachute back in. If you lose, your team can choose to buy you back in. You have to find a buy station, and as you go around, you're collecting cash, and you can buy the player back in for about $4,500, I think.
That's cool.
That was good. I like that.
It's really interesting. Enjoying it a lot. Haven't played with any of the community yet. I've actually set up a regiment. So I've set up an OC podcast regiment.
Oh, cool. OC podcast.
For people to join.
Mm-hmm. Right. So.
No idea what that does, but we'll give it a try.
When you die and you go into the gulag.
Yeah.
And you win.
Yeah.
And you go back.
Yeah.
How does someone win the game then?
You can only go back once. So you can only. The gulag only happens once per game for you.
Okay.
So it's like a second chance. So if you get back in, you get the second chance. I think you get the gulag. You can so your second chances are going to the gulag and winning a fight, or being brought back in. So in theory, you could have three lives. So you could go to the gulag, win, and get launched back in. You get shot again. You can be brought back in, and then a third time you're dead. All very, very similar to PUBG in the fact that you're jumping from a plane, and you've got the big map and everything. Controls are slightly different, which threw me a bit. I was jumping out of the plane too early. If you don't release your parachute, you will die. You hit the ground and you will die.
Cool.
It is very, very good. And it's free, which is great.
Can't pick it better than that, can you, really? All right. Kim.
Yes.
We need to talk about something very, very, very special.
I didn't think we were going to do that on the podcast.
No.
That's the after hours theater show.
I really don't know what you mean.
I imagine not.
No. What did you do, Kim? What did you do?
I finally beat The Witcher 3.
Ooh.
Well, at least the main story. I've still got the DLC, and I've still got a shitload of the little question marks on the map that I have to, figure out what they are. But, the main story is done, and, no spoilers for me, But it was good. I enjoyed it very much, so and I think I got the good ending, so.
Did it come to a point where you were going to go, right, this is it. I'm now, I know the end is down this road. I'm going to end the story. So you made that conscious decision that you were going to push on forward.
Well, you know, I've had it since the game released. I mean, and I've picked it up and I played it, and then I get distracted by something else, and I play whatever that was for a while and finish it, and I go back and I do a little bit more, and something else would pop up, and I'd get distracted, or we started building a house, so then I didn't play much of anything, and I got enough grief from everybody. They're like, you've had it for how long, and you've not finished it yet? I'm like, yeah, okay, you make a good point. You guys know me. I get on there, and of course, there's so much other stuff to do that you get sidetracked from the main part of the game to go do something else, and then I was getting bad about that. So finally, I just said to myself that, you know, I'll get the main story done, because that's not going to really affect too much of the side stuff. And then I'll come back and do the rest of it. So that's what I did. So,
well done. That's excellent.
Thank you.
Feeling of achievement. And will you go back now and fiddle with the around the edges?
Probably. I think, because I was thinking about that today, and I'm like, okay, I've done all that. So do I want to take a break from that and start something else? And I thought, no, I better not, because if I do that, then I'll never make it back to finish the DLC or anything for like another 6 years. So I think I'll stick with it for a while, even though I've got other games that are staring at me. But let's face it, who knows? For soon, we might be under a quarantine, and I may not be able to do much of anything. So I may have a lot of free gaming time on my hands. So
you'll be cluttered with a load of kids, or maybe not.
Oh,
God. Yeah, just make sure you hand the kids back before the quarantine comes in.
Right, exactly. I don't know. Well, yeah, that's another thing. I might have a day off this week, so I'm kind of excited about that. And it looks like my sister-in-law gave me her schedule for like the next 2 months, because they don't know what's going to happen either. So it actually, like, thanks to the quarantine and all this, I might have more days off, which is nice, but it's not for the reason that I get more days off. So
exactly.
Kim, you have to protect yourself and your dad.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's it, because actually Dad falls into that group of people that, you know, they're worried about, because he'll be 69 this year. So, yeah. So, I finished Witcher 3. I ended up, this is not really a spoiler, because you know that, I picked Triss over Yennefer, so that was good. And I know people are, like, aggravated by that. They're like, why didn't you pick Yennefer? I still say she's a cold, hard bitch, and I hate her ass, so... And I mean, just some of the stuff they did when you picked Triss over Yennefer that they put in the game, it just made me laugh. Because, you know, they were really rubbing it in there that, you know, Yennefer's getting left behind. So it was hilarious to me. So, you know.
That was excellent.
But yeah, so, really good. You know, good. The Witcher story for me won't end. There'll probably be more updates, but I'm onto the DLC and all the side quests and stuff now. So,
now that you've completed it, last question. Mm-hmm. Would you say Red Dead or Witcher 3?
Red Dead, still. Because that with the Witcher, the story and all that, it was good, but Red Dead just, it socks you in the gut. I mean, it just, you know, the ending that there was and the way they pull that stuff off, it gets you right in the gut. So, I mean, I bawled at the end of Red Dead, so I mean, just sobbed uncontrollably, because I knew it was going to happen, but it's just like, why? You know?
No, you're talking about Red Dead 1 or 2 here.
Both of them.
Yeah, I'm in that boat of not finishing Red Dead 2.
Yeah, so.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, but I cried a lot of things, so, you know.
Gary.
More Escape from Tarkov.
I cried last night, as usual.
You did?
Well aware of Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched Remember the Titans. What a great movie it is. But I had a wee teary
eye. I know, I love that movie. That
guy died. So, yes. You know what? I put Top Gun on right now and went, Goose? Jeez. Oh, God.
I know.
I can feel it. No, Goose. Oh, she's lost that feeling.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tarkov. I watched you play some Tarkov, Gary.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Mm-hmm. And it was played PUBG on and stuff like that night. There.
Yeah, it's got a lot of different elements. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. I got to my level 10, which means I opened up the flea market, which just changes the game, because now I can buy all sorts of guns and stuff like that. I've had the money, so that was a nice achievement.
Yeah.
All of the sim racing we've been seeing on TV made me go buy NASCAR Heat 4.
Oh.
It's fun. And I found out on Steam, the cool thing about the game is it does, I think it's called Remote Play. It's not where you can play at a different place in your house. You can share it with three other people. That they don't have to download the game. I guess apparently they stream. All I need is three other Steam accounts, and we could jump in and play a race together on in the game, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to try that out. I actually reached out a couple of my old racing buddies from the old lag days, Dan and Ed. Ed, of course, told me to go fuck myself, and Dan said he doesn't have a PC, so things just never changed. Like, we were back playing Battlefield again. Okay. But I'm going to try to get those two clowns to a couple of races with me if I can.
My thing about Oval, and I remember when we were doing a lot of the Forza sort of tournaments, and when they always got to the Oval, anybody that didn't have a wheel lost, you know, couldn't do any of the really fast laps on an Oval, because you could hold that smooth corner where the controller, you were constantly jigging your thumb.
Hard.
Just adjust.
I have a steering wheel. It's not one of the better ones. It's a T100, a Thrustmaster. It's decent. It's not the quality of what the new ones are. I know Kim loves Thrustmasters. I also have a joystick from them for flying, Kim, just like Mark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Mark, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a hot ass. Right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it helps in the corners for sure. Made me race much, much better. Oh. And it's fun. I like doing the old NASCAR. I actually started looking around, like iRace.com. That stuff looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept too, with the like monthly fee, so you'd get as opposed
you
to
get everything, and you have to buy the cars. Isn't that right? Isn't that the way it works?
I don't think you buy the cars, but you pay a monthly fee, and then you can jump into races, and it looks pretty cool. I don't know, if I really start to get into it, maybe I'll do it for a month or two and see what it's like. I know I'm not a very good racer, so I don't know if I'm going to go in and just ruin people's lives by me sucking so bad, but we'll see.
Before the end of the world, my little man cave extra piece that I really want to try and do is to build a proper rig. Three screen sit-down cockpit.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah,
it's a good project to do while you're home now.
Yeah, but it's a very big rabbit hole. I mean, steering wheels that cost £1,000 or more. You know, rigs that you buy like £300 buys a frame, but then you know, you've got a joystick, then you've got the stand for the screens and three screens, and then good pedals, not plastic pedals, And then
I did some research today. There's a nice the Logitech G29 Xbox version is the 931. Well, they're actually pretty cheap lately too.
That's good entry level stuff.
So I might
Fanatec stuff, and you get into all of that. But
I might move up from what I have, because it's just two pedals, no gear shift. So I may do that. We'll see. Anyway, so that's NASCAR.
Mm.
And I took your advice. I downloaded and played a little of Ori and the Will of Wisps, which I believe you might be playing too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
I got to the point that you were mentioning last week without really giving a spoiler about a big bad wolf.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of
and I got frustrated and quit, but I think I was really close to beating him, because I went back and watched the video. And I think I was really close to knocking him enough to get him out of my face for a little while. It is beautiful. It's a gorgeous game. Platformers can drive me crazy just because I have to think sometimes and I can't always figure shit out. But it's so beautiful.
If Fraser was here, he would call the platforming tight. it is very, very tight. There's some additions to this now. The extra your swords, which wasn't in the first one, and you know, being able to battle. It's funny how much you forgot from the first one. But now all these abilities that are coming. Oh yeah, I remember this. But it was beautiful before. The only negative I would say is it is more of the same. Someone like yourself that didn't play the first one.
Right,
but it doesn't matter, because this same is really, really good. So it's one of the best action adventure platformer type things you will ever get. It's up there as far as if you took it the quality is up there right with your Nintendo platformers as far as the quality right. of the finished product, and no glitchy or nothing crappy, and beautiful graphics. And it's a credit to them, so I'm very impressed with Ori. And even better, more impressed with the price. And you were playing on PC then, so it was part of your Game Pass?
Yeah, yep.
Wow.
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent
stuff. Free is good.
Right. Anybody want to talk about anything about more gamey type stuff there that we've touched on? Or do we move on?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to ask a quick question to Phil, because I know he would play this. So I'm trying, you know, so now I'm working from home, right? And
yes, yeah.
I'm working on my gaming PC, but I could run something in the background now that actually would run. And I was actually thinking about Surviving Mars. Now, you loved that game, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
And that's probably a good little game to kind of little run in the background a little. You set up a couple of things, let things happen, right? Or do you really have to be involved?
No, no. Once you get up and running, you can leave it. Occasionally, they'll come up with a system message or, you know, a challenge message or, you know, various things that will pause the game. So it's not something necessarily that you can just leave for an hour and then go back to.
Okay.
But certainly, it's something that you can, once you get into the rhythm of it, you can do it. They'll throw, you know, I'm sure there's an algorithm in there that if they notice that you're sitting back a bit and just letting it, after a while they'll hit you with something. But no, it's a great game. It really is.
I remember you saying you always loved that game. So
yeah,
cool,
excellent.
That's all I had.
Okay, some new stuff.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so understandably, big news is a bit thin on the skin. So we'll rattle through some of the little interesting tidbits that are going on out there at the moment. Nintendo today had a little mini Nintendo Direct, and they announced some interesting stuff. Old stuff, but really interesting that it's going to be on the Switch. They've announced that a few collections are coming for 2K, Borderlands, Bioshock, and XCOM 2. And they are all coming to Switch on today, 29th, right now. So the Borderlands Legendary Collection consists of Borderlands, Borderlands 2, Borderlands pre-sequel. Borderlands 3 is not included just yet, but should be. Bioshock, the collection, it was already revealed, and it has Bioshock Remastered, 2 Remastered, and Bioshock Infinite, the complete edition. And then XCOM 2, which is XCOM 2 and the War of the Chosen expansion, and 4 DLC packs, all on a Switch.
Yeah.
Now, I like the idea of the Bioshock stuff there. I know Greg will love the idea of XCOM in a lovely handheld thing like that as well, so... That's kind of cool. Those are neat little packs. I wonder how they're going to do that. Will it all come in one little cartridge?
They sell cartridges for the Switch?
Yeah.
Is that how the games are?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little SD card. I wonder, I mean, will they be able to get all three Bioshock games on one little thing, or will it come with three little things? I don't know that. It's interesting.
Or will it be online only, as in digital only? Because there's quite a few. They're expanding that. That gets them past the limitations of the... of the cartridge.
Yeah, on the Steam.
Don't know.
Taste rotten when you lick them.
When I had my Switch, I never tried.
Did you not do that?
No.
I didn't either, so.
Oh, it is. They taste horrible to stop kids eating them. So it's like Play-Doh. Smells nice, but tastes horrible. So there you go. Don't go licking your Mario Kart and blaming me that it doesn't work. Or you get coronavirus of it. So... and don't lick your cartridge and put it on YouTube. This is not some sort of test or trial. Epic Games has announced multi-platforming publishing partnerships with the studios behind Control, Limbo, and The Last Guardian. It'll publish new titles by Remedy Entertainment, Playdead, Gen Design as part of a new multi-platform publishing initiative. According to Epic Games, the developers retain 100% of all of their intellectual property, creative control of their work, and will benefit from a 50-50 profit share. Epic also touts it will cover up to 100% of the development costs, including developer salaries, quality assurance, localization, marketing, publishing costs, and more. That sounds like a bloody good deal if you're a developer. It really does. Remedy Entertainment is coming off its award-winning action title called Control, which was an Epic Games Store exclusive on PC when it launched in August, and Playdead released two award-winning titles in 2010, Limbo and 2016's wonderful Inside. Finally, Gen Design is the studio headed by the visionary developer behind The Shadow of the Colossus and Aiko and Fumito Ueda. And in 2016, the studio worked with Sony to release The Last Guardian. So, that's kind of cool. That's neat. And it's great for all of us now with Epic. I mean, that'll be the Epic Store, I suppose. So they're throwing more money at these developers. I suppose it's to get that exclusive titles for a while before anybody else. But it's nice to see that developers are being supported by the big companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And the localization stuff, you know, to be able to speak in my language is probably a big, big thing for them. Okay, sort of semi-coronavirus stuff, which is that Sony is slowing down download speeds in Europe as the lockdowns sweep across the globe to try and fight COVID-19 pandemic. The number of people who are online has increased dramatically, understandably, so much so that countries are concerned that the internet could break. Now, I have seen the internet. It's a little black box with a red flashing light on top of it, and unless you dropped it, it wouldn't break. In Europe, Netflix is reducing its streaming quality for 30 days. Netflix believes the move will lower its traffic by 25%. On a global scale, Google is defaulting all streaming to standard quality, but viewers can still select a higher quality as they watch. Now, Sony is joining the cause in Europe, announcing today that it is slowing and delaying game download speeds. In a statement on PlayStation blog, Sony Interactive Entertainment said, CEO Jim Ryan, "We believe it is important to do our part and address internet stability concerns as an unprecedented number of people are practicing social distancing and becoming more reliant on internet access."
Huh. So, I haven't noticed any degradation in Netflix picture or anything. To be honest, and I've been watching, last time we were watching something in 4K UHD.
You're killing the world.
He's just trying to break the internet, that's all.
And I mean, just before this pandemic all came out, people were complaining that you shouldn't stream because it wastes so much energy and the greenhouse gases and blah, blah, blah. That's been forgot about now.
I mean, I've noticed during the day, actually, my internet, when I'm working at home, my internet has been dropping out sort of once every hour or so.
I run into
for 10 seconds or so.
I run at the slow speeds around between like 1:30 and 2:30. It starts to get a little bit slow. My connection's out over the internet. Where I have the cable company who I work for in the area, and I would believe, although I don't work on the cable side, I'm more on the business side, that it's still that shared network stuff, so we kind of go back to a local hub. Mm-hmm. So that would make sense because it's probably when most people are online. I did just put in to upgrade, though, my internet because I have 100 meg to go to 300 because everybody in my house is now schooling from home, working from home. So if I can get a little more juice out, I will.
My 4G
Scott's Toby.
My 4G out here doesn't seem to be affected. But then again, I'm probably the hardest data user of 4G around here, so I don't know how that gets affected in as far as throttling is concerned. I don't know. So I've seen it because I put the extra aerial in last weekend. It's better for me now. So, but I can understand it because, as I said earlier this morning, with the Pornhub thing now with a free membership, you know, everybody's going to be using the internet more. What was
Pornhub's doing that everywhere now? Not so, just Italy?
Pornhub away.
Look, VR
my
too, right?
So dry. Look, see these calluses?
Anyway, changing the subject.
So what was Scott Stubby saying?
Scott Stubby was saying he's never had a problem with the internet before, but he's noticed it drop a few times this week. I think we've had major issues at work with our VPN.
Okay.
Dropping out because, you know, we've gone from a couple of people working from home to 400 people working from home. And the online, you know, just like the online shopping companies as well. So our supermarkets, they normally have 5% of total grocery sales are online. that's now flipped to 95%.
Yeah.
So we jumped in the queue for one of our supermarkets, and we were 167,000th in the queue.
Sure.
Wow, that's what we call the pandemic diet, Phil. You wait for several weeks for your food. You'll be thinner. It works. Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, was it Amazon are looking for people left, right, and center? I know Tesco's, our local Tesco's. My niece was working there over Christmas, and she's been brought back in. You know, they're on 12-week contracts. Whether people's money starts to run out then after 12 weeks, and they just let them go. My brother-in-law now, he delivers for Tesco's, and he's saying that they could be running 24 hours a day. They could have three times the amount of vans that they have right now, and they have 12 in his store, and they could still not fulfill their orders. It's just nutballs.
Nuts,
And if people aren't coming to the store and making use of that, you can understand. So, was it yesterday? What day is today? Sunday. Yes, yesterday morning.
Sunday.
I think it was either Friday morning or yesterday morning. Half six, quarter to seven in the morning, Judith's phone went with a WhatsApp message from her sister, because the brother-in-law, Tesco's driver, he gets on the inside of this stuff. And the phone went beep. She picked up the phone, looked at the message, and went, "Free slots available! Free slots available!" She jumped out of bed, didn't say another word, and ran straight downstairs. I obviously did get her laptop to book us free slot. But yeah, that just the madness of free slots. We've got tons of food in the house. I don't know. It's an addiction. Must get an order in. We're going to die. Crazy horses. Yeah, so the internet is a strange thing, and we would miss it. I did find myself today, after some of the chats on WhatsApp this morning about health and well-being and personal well-being, I did catch myself, and I actually put my phone away in a cupboard for several hours today just to go out and pluter about out here. Because I think it is important to stay in touch with what's going on in the world, but it's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go here again. It's too, but it is too much. I think we need, and it's, we use our technology. A lot of us use technology for work, and we are sitting in front of a screen, but all this instant stuff, instant disaster, instant panic, instant the end of the world is, it's very easy to get sucked into it all. So
that's why I don't watch the news much, because it is to go down that rabbit hole and then try to pull yourself back out of it. So it's,
I don't watch. No. I asked my wife, what did the governor say? What did the president say?
Yeah,
just give me the highlights.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same. I've been putting my phone away, doing a lot more painting, doing a lot more offline things. So
yeah, that's the newsy stuff. Just a reminder again, Tuesday night is movie night. Yeah, all the gaming goes on anyway, but the movie night's something a wee bit different. So, movie night, Tuesday at 10 o'clock UK, RoboCop. Just, you need Netflix Party, which is a Chrome thing. It's free. It's a Chrome extension. Very free. Just search for Netflix Party. Very easy. You don't have to do much. Just install it. I send out the link on Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp. And you just click on the link, and into the movie you come magically. And there'll also be a link for Discord. And if you come to my theatre, there will be free beer and free popcorn all night long. Okay? Not a problem. All right. I updated the new releases. Kim, would you take us through that, please, before the calendar changes?
Sure. Your new releases for the 29th through April 4th are Persona 5 Royal for the PlayStation 5 out on the 31st, The Complex for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC also on the 31st, Totally Reliable Delivery Service for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on April 1st.
That's actually a real game. No, that is a real game. I saw footage
really?
Of it the other day.
It's not a
Robinism.
I thought that's a perfect one. That's like me, as if I wrote that.
Right, exactly.
And I was like, these are all real games.
See, I wanted to change this next one to read something like this.
I was waiting on that one too, but
That's what it's called.
All right, I don't even know how to say that. What's the work on it? Aeolus, I'm assuming, Tournament for the Switch and PC, April 3rd. Hyper Parasite for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC also on the 3rd, and Resident Evil 3 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 3rd as well.
There you go. Games are coming out.
Yep.
Is there anything we want there?
Not for me.
Delivery service? Is that not that one with that you had to deliver babies with a baby strapped to your chest? No?
No.
That PlayStation 4 exclusive one with, Guy from The Walking Dead? What was it called? Was that not DHL, man?
Death Stranding,
yeah. Is that not what that was? Yeah. No. Totally reliable delivery. Anyway, sorry, PlayStation people. You are really nice. Everybody should have one. Victory achieved. Victory, people are playing games. Some people mustn't have as many kids as I have, or they just lock them in the room with some food and go and play games.
Because that's what I do. Wait, what?
Haven't been able to. The idea behind victory achieved is you finish a game. Just finish the game. The wee credits thing coming up at the end. All those wonderful people who stayed away from their families to code and write graphics and do all that stuff. And there was probably somebody with a funny name like Gaffer or Runner or Boy. Boy. So when you see that, you take a little photograph of a selfie of yourself with the credits in the background. You tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. I will stick a chicken on your tweet. And maybe it'll be some sort of story that goes along with the chicken. Today we had things like lasers and shooting along with Halo. We had somebody had poo on top of their head from the chicken. Lots of stuff. It's my inner mind happening on your Twitter. Anyway, when that happens, it goes into the pot. And the pot is a big spreadsheet. On Tuesday of this week, my pot will spit out a name. And that person will win $20 or £15 for PSN, XBL, Steam, Nintendo, whatever you want to spend your money on, we'll sort that out for you. And people over the last year, the four winners, RCGC, Dave3, O'Matic, Dave, Scott Stubby, Gunslinger, they all won money last year. And the first winner of this year will be announced on the show next week. And the people who finished games, Gary, who finished games this week?
This week, we have, hold on, is that... Winner announced next. Is this the list here with starting with Hartley Dan?
Yeah, those are the people.
This is impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I thought this was a list of all of them so far. This is very impressive. Mm. Hartley Dan finished Halo CE. Congratulations. Legit Chinny did Mass Effect 2. Ooh, Fallout New Vegas.
Get in.
Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Like you just putting out some time, Legit Chinny. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Dave3Omatic, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. John Mao finished Limbo, mm-hmm. which is a great platformer.
Yep.
I love that one. OC Murphy's Law. Who is that guy?
He's a dickhead.
No idea.
He's dead to me.
Alcohol in a car with his wife with brown paper bags.
He's a Kano.
A loser.
Kano.
He finished some
Epitome.
Epitome. Yeah.
Let's see, we got James B, 1983. He finished Battle 5 War Stories.
Sorry, it's Battlefield. Yeah, Battlefield 5, sorry. Battlefield 5.
Oh, is that Battlefield? Yeah, okay. I never heard of Battle 5. That's great. Gamer Girl. Woo! What'd you finish, Gamer Girl?
Witcher 3, finally.
Yeah. Dave3Omatic. He's on here again. Wolfenstein. The New Order.
Wolfenstein?
Wolfenstein.
Dino TQ gone home. Fletch 90, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. We got a couple of Odysseys on there, huh?
Excellent. And do you know what? Fletch 90 is a professional wrestler now.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. He went through his training. He throws the people around the ring. He's a dude.
Like, it's a bad time to be a wrestler.
10 years ago, he was a nerd. Now he is a dude.
Nerd!
Daniel is a lovely guy. Really nice fella. Okay, very good. So, all of those people and anybody that finishes games between now and Tuesday, they'll get entered into the pot and they could be a winner and we'll announce it next week. But in the meantime, our glorious leader with the fantastic bowl haircut gives you this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Greg. Greg's off doing Greg's things. We just never know at times what Greg gets up to.
Project.
Do you have any idea, Phil? Do you know? Did he tell you what he was doing?
Projects. Just top secret projects.
He said project. Project cars.
So, is the kitchen finished yet?
No, but he is.
Could be.
He has kidnapped his builders and painters, and they cannot leave his property until they finish it, because if they go home, they'll not be able to get back because of the virus.
Yeah.
He is quite selfish, isn't he? He really is.
He is.
Or very.
Himself.
Funny you should say that, Phil. You did a thing there this week, or today I did it, and I did it with some friends, not on Facebook. But this thing that you search for your name, so Robin.
Yes.
And you add Glamour Shot to the search in Google. Or plus,
yes, Glamour and Shot. You take the second photo,
take the second
photo, or the funniest one.
I suggest you do this now, everyone that's listening. Pull up a Google app. Kim, have you done this yet? You did do it, didn't
I
you?
Did this, yeah.
Kim
did
it.
For a group mm-hmm. of my friends. Unfortunately, when I searched for Robin, the second shot of me was of a lady.
Yeah.
Yes, but a very poor funny lady. So try that. That's a bit of social, that's a bit of fun. Anyway, I'm going to be asking people about people in the chat very shortly and the stuff that's been going on. But if you want to join the chat live while we're here, you can do that every week on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, youtube.com/OC podcast at 9 o'clock every week in the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. the East Coast, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. on Easter Island. And 7 a.m. with Mr. Miyagi down in Australia. But I might. Please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you want to leave a review. And if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do it here.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Captain is finished.
Oh dear.
All right, let's take this thing home. Kim, talk to people.
Okay, well, I'm going to shout out our shatters that we've had, and that would be Scott Stubby, Teflon 12, Aiton, Dontino 91, Morris Atkins 22, a Commander Root, Dinkster UK, and Bloodlust R. So those people have been in and out of the chat today, so thanks for that. Otherwise, shout out to you guys as always. Stay safe out there, and you know. Hopefully it's another good week, or at least better week. I don't know. In the state of things as they are, I guess as long as we're all still kicking, it's a good week. So,
got to remember this.
Yep. Hello, Mike. Hello, family.
I got all my sisters with me.
All Mark's fault.
Hi, Mark. Gary, what about you, mate?
Shout you wonderful folks out. Thanks for having me again. Glad I could make it and be part of this great show. And the listeners, it's always a pleasure performing for you, and hope you enjoy it. Thank you. If you want to reach out to me, I am the real Defo. So like as Robin was saying, you know, if you need anybody to talk to, I'm here. Whatever. And if you want to play a game, maybe I'll play. I might have some time now. There's no sports. Great.
Spring break.
Phil, I'm throwing it to you, baby.
Thank you. In the songstress words of our good friend Marcanix, we are family. And I would just like to say, look, if anyone does need to chat, then please get in touch with us. Get in touch with one of us, one of the others who aren't on the show tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Filthy, which is PH1. LTHEEE. These are extraordinary times. It's very surreal. And we're here for each other. So please reach out if you need it. Talking of extraordinary times, a little message popped up in Facebook the other day saying 8 years ago on the 24th of March, I posted a message asking for contributions to a podcast I was starting. That little podcast may very well be coming back on an infrequent basis, because I think that some of the stuff we used to talk about and recommend and everything is, would be very useful at the moment to try and get through the boredom and, you know, have some excitement of finding new things and discovering things. So watch this space. Virtual Pizza is likely to be coming back.
Oh, Phil, that would make me very happy, Phil.
Phil, absolutely.
Thanks, Gary.
It was a very well put together podcast. I know it took a lot of time. Maybe you have to work out a way to make it not take out so much of your time. It was great, and I can just hear your spin on comforting, support, sensible suggestions. Yeah, so we would love to hear that, Phil. So please,
if
you can, yeah, do that. It's worth your while. It is definitely. We all appreciate that. Excellent. Okay. That's me then.
It's you.
It's you.
Okay, well, I want to shout out the guys that aren't here, like Mark and Richard and Greg. Greg, not so important, but Mark and Richard. definitely a big shout out to you guys. I know Mark, Mark, as you may or may not know, works for the ambulance service. He fixes ambulances, and his good lady wife she's sick. She's not. She won't be running a marathon soon. Okay. And Mark looks after her, and he'll be very much a carer of his wife. So he is working in a very high risk place, because he has to go out and clean or fix ambulances that have had people with this horrible thing inside it. He's saying that the crews are going down, so he's very concerned, and he's very concerned about his wife. So, just Mark, be safe, take as many precautions as possible. We're thinking about you, Richard as well. I know is having a tough out there. So, and all of our people that we listen to and listen to us are having a tough. So, Phil says, we've said it before, I'm going to repeat it once more. Reach out, we're here. We'll chat. We won't judge. And because we're just as lost as you guys, and it's nice to compare notes. Mike Chin, well done this week, raising some money. And don't forget, everybody, Tuesday night, a bit of light relief. Light relief on Tuesday night, RoboCop. I'd buy that for a dollar. We can laugh at the bit where the two guys are holding the girl and the RoboCop shoots her through the legs and she's got a really bad wig on. And we can laugh at the bit where it's you've got 10 seconds to comply and the guy goes all over the table and the CEO goes, I'm very disappointed. You know, so yes, RoboCop, brilliant. Let's watch the guy that ended up in ER melting at the end of it all. So, you know, fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, so great stuff. Come to us Tuesday night, Netflix party. Watch our Facebook, watch our Twitter. Watch WhatsApp if you're in that group, and if you want to be in that group, contact us. We'll get you in the WhatsApp group as well, and we'll have a good fun. A few drinks, a stupid movie, and a few laughs. More than welcome. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, everybody. God willing, we will all be back here next week, and we'll be doing this all again. Thank you very much, my fellow hosts, Kim, Gary, and Phil. Thank you for joining me tonight, and we will see you all. All the best, guys. Goodbye now. See yous.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection Podcast. See you same time next week.